Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And it's our Discovery unit for today. And we're talking about a show on Discovery Channel called The Wheel. The Wheel. Interesting. As I was preparing for today's lesson, I was thinking, well, the wheel, maybe this is going to be about bicycles or cars or the history of the wheel, who invented the wheel.
Yeah, I thought it was the history of the wheel.
Something like that. But it's actually all about people trying to survive in extreme climates in various places around the world. So I guess that wheel refers to like rotations of places they go according to the cycles of the moon. And we'll talk about those details as our program continues.
Right, we've got some people that we're going to be looking at. They're the participants, Josh, Luke, Lindsay, Kat, Adam, and Sean, which is a weird spelling of that name, I must say. And they all have these survival kits, and the show tracks them into these different locations. Some of these places, Tom, I've never heard of. The Pataua rainforest and the Pantanal wetlands of Brazil.
I've heard of Brazil, and I've heard of South
Andes,
America.
Andes, yeah, but what's this
Argentina?
Gran Chaco Bush Plains?
Gran Chaco Bush Plains.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you don't know what those places are, you're going to find out what they are in today's program, or you can look them up on the internet if you're interested. But I think those places are rather harsh climates or harsh areas that are difficult to survive
Why
in.
Why isn't Taiwan on this list?
You'd think it would be difficult to survive, say, in the Central Mountain Range or something like that.
No, yeah.
Who knows? But Taiwan's a small island. It's kind of difficult to get lost here. But
it is true.
But
yeah.
In any case, we'll talk about some of these extreme areas of the world and how these people try to survive in them. Let's get to it. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson right now.
Discovery's new show, The Wheel, takes living off the land to extremes. On the show, six daring participants will be abandoned in six of South America's harshest ecosystems, where they'll have to survive on their own for 60 days. The participants will be rotated to a different ecosystem every few days, without knowing which one they'll end up in next. When they rotate is determined by the lunar cycle, but it's up to them to make that connection. At every half moon and full moon, an alarm will sound, signaling that it's time to pack up and change locations. The six participants, Josh, Luke, Lindsay, Kat, Adam, and Sean, are provided with identical survival kits. The kits contain shelter materials, fishing gear, basic tools, cooking supplies, fire starting materials, and 3 days' worth of emergency food rations. The kits will need to last them the full 60 days and sustain them through each ecosystem. Nothing they lose or break will be replaced. Also provided in the kits is an SOS beacon, which the participants can use to be rescued from the ecosystem if they reach their breaking point. The six locations include the Pataua rainforest and the Pantanal wetlands of Brazil, the Andes Mountains, the Gran Chaco bush plains, and the Patagonian tundra of Argentina. And finally, Chiloé Island in southern Chile. In addition to being subject to Mother Nature's whim in these wildly varying locations, the participants will have to face the inner demons that arise when experiencing isolation. Away from their friends, family, and civilization, they will have to learn to cope with the loneliness that will inevitably strike. Coupled with the enormous physical challenges the terrain presents, this will surely put both the participants' minds and bodies to the test.
Okay, everybody, it's time for us now to discuss the contents of today's lesson. Please listen carefully. And the title of our article is The Wheel, Who Will Survive the Wilderness? A wilderness, of course, is a wild area outdoors, and it's not civilized, it's not developed. I don't know if there are any really wilderness areas in Taiwan, maybe in the Central Mountain Range, perhaps.
Maybe.
I don't know. But, of course, there are lots of wilderness areas in North America and Africa and South America, etc. And that's actually where the show is taking place, in South America.
It's a Discovery's new show. It's called The Wheel. I haven't seen it myself, but this wheel takes living off the land to extremes. When you take something to extremes, it means you do something that's really out there. It's not average. You're doing something that is to the highest degree. It's very great. Maybe you take skiing to extremes and you try to ski down really steep mountains because you like the adrenaline that you get when you're really scared. So take something to extremes. You can also take something to an extreme. You can also use it as a singular word, extreme. Take something to an extreme. Some people take their hobbies to an extreme, you know, and they get so involved with their hobbies that you kind of think, hey, come back to real life. You can't just be, you know, in your hobby all the time. You have to, you know, work and go to school sometimes. So they take living off the land. If you live off the land, it means there's no grocery store, guys. There's no convenience store like 7-Eleven or Family Mart. Nope. You're getting all the food that you need out there in the wilderness. So it's kind of an interesting idea.
They won't have any modern conveniences, no. So of course they're going to have to live off the land as if they were primitive people growing up during the caveman times and stuff like that. So on the show, we've got six participants or six daring participants. That means they're brave, they're daring. Ew. And a participant, of course, is someone who participates in something. They're part of this activity. They have volunteered, they're probably getting paid, etc. And they will be abandoned in six of South America's harshest ecosystems. So here we have the word abandon as a verb. To abandon means someone deserts you or something, just leaves it there and everybody leaves and that thing remains behind. A very common example of this would be abandoned buildings in various cities. Sometimes you see these, like there's a big white abandoned building on Sinilu, Sini Road in Taipei, kind of near 101. It's just abandoned. It's just sitting there empty, and it doesn't look like they're going to tear it down anytime soon. But in this particular case, the people are abandoned. They just drop them off there, and then the helicopter leaves. They're on their own.
With the camera crew there filming
everything.
Yeah,
someone's got to film it somehow.
They're not completely alone. So they're in six of South America's harshest ecosystems. When an area is described as being harsh, it's rough to live there. Maybe the temperature is either really hot or really cold. Maybe it's just difficult to find food where they are. An ecosystem is that little community where organisms, and we're part of it, interact together. So it's plants and people and everything living and working together. So they're in these harsh ecosystems where they'll have to survive on their own, kind of, for 60 days. So that's 2 months. I wouldn't want to have to find my own food for 2 months. I think that's tough.
Right, but that's the challenge here, and that's why they are participating. So the participants will be rotated to a different ecosystem every few days without knowing which one they'll end up in next.
They're rotated, which means they switch places every once in a while. They don't tell them when or why they're rotating them, but hopefully they figure it out after a few rotations. When they rotate, though, is determined by the lunar cycle, which means it's based on the moon and the shape of the moon. We know the lunar cycle, but it's up to them to make that connection. Like I said, they don't know originally why or when they're being rotated for what reason. But hopefully they're not stupid and they work it out. They can see that, oh, every half moon and full moon, this alarm goes off. It sounds. You can either say alarm, an alarm goes off, or you can say an alarm sounds, which is interesting, but they're both correct. I probably say my alarm clock went off. I say that more often, go off, than sounds.
Too.
My alarm clock sounded. No, that's weird.
It's rare.
Yeah. It's more formal. You'll see it in written English more than hear it in spoken English. So when that alarm goes off, it signals to those folks that it's time to pack up and rotate to a different location. A location is just someplace where you're going. When you go to the airport, you might look at the planes that are taking off and – It has different destinations. That destination is the location that you're traveling to. I live in a very nice location. I like my neighborhood. I like my stores there. I like the neighbors. So my location is very nice. Their locations, though, are harsh, and they're all in South America.
And again, they're doing this according to the lunar cycle. And of course, as you know, it takes the moon 27 days to orbit the Earth. So divide that by four, and that's when they change their locations. Half moon, of course, is when you look up at the moon, and it looks like the letter D. And a full moon, of course, looks like a complete circle, a piece of pie or something like that. And, of course, when you can't see the moon at all, that's a new moon, which begins a new month in the lunar calendar.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, they're doing this according to the lunar cycle, and they've got this alarm. It sounds, it goes off, and then they have to pack up, gather all their belongings, pack up their suitcases, put them in their backpacks or whatever, and change their locations, go someplace else. Okay, we're going to find out some more details now in the next section of our lesson, but first, let's listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hi everyone, my name is Jenny. 今天我们看的是第13单元。这个节目内容要谈的是 Discovery 频道的 The Wheel。The Wheel 在中文翻译是翻挑战求生轮盘。这个轮盘转到哪里可能就决定你不同的命运。很有趣的就是有人希望接受挑战，想要知道如果他在一个极限的环境里面他能够活得下去吗？这个节目的内容里面呢，他就有六位这样勇敢的人，然后呢他是选定在南美洲六个最严酷的生态系统里面要独立生存60天。好，那我们来看看这个地方，他就提到了When they rotate. 好，从这句看起，这个 when 的子句，它跟我们平常用 when 当副词子句，说到当怎样的时候，那就怎样，不太一样哦。这地方的 when they rotate 其实是它的主词，也就是说，用一个 wh 引导出来的一个子句，整个做主词，然后动词在哪里呢？动词就后面的is determined, 换句话说什么时候轮替，这个时间表是用什么决定，用 lunar cycle 来决定。 lunar 当然跟月亮有关，所以跟月亮的运转它的周期由这个来决定他们什么时候轮替。不过啊，这也要看这些参赛的人他有没有办法找出这种关联性来。那我们看到后面他就说到 it's up to themTo make that connection, it's up to them. 我们知道这个在口语中常用，就是看什么是什么而定了。好，那 IT 当然指的就是后面的不定词片语，做这样的连结，完全看他们来决定，靠他们了。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.Okay, guys, we're back from a break. We're talking about Discovery's new show, The Wheel, and they've got six daring participants who will be abandoned in six really harsh areas of South America. And they've got to survive on their own, kind of, for 60 days. So they've got to find their own food. They are given a little bit of help, though, and we'll talk about what that is in a minute. Let's go down to the second paragraph here.
The six participants are provided with identical survival kits.
Mm-hmm.
Identical means they're exactly the same.
Yep.
Just like identical twins, for example, or the World Trade Center in New York, that was identical towers. Each tower was the same as the other.
Mm-hmm.
Or what is that building? The Petronas Towers in... Kuala Lumpur.
Oh, I don't know.
Malaysia. Yeah. They're identical. Hmm. They're twin towers, you could say that. And they're getting these survival kits. A kit is just a bunch of stuff put together, any kind of set of equipment that is used for a specific purpose, like a first aid kit. Also, if you're in England and you talk about the uniforms that a team wears, you talk about their kit. Here's what the kit looks like for Manchester United, for example. We say uniforms in America, but here we're talking about, oh, I don't know, probably a box or something, a plastic box, so big.
Might be a backpack, maybe? I don't know.
Could be. It's got probably knives
and
spoons and all sorts of stuff that they're going to need to survive.
Yeah, they've got fishing gear inside. When you have gear, it's the equipment that you need for whatever activity you're participating in. My brother had a backpack that he'd keep his soccer gear in. It would be his ball, his shoes, stuff like that.
Okay.
So they've got fishing gear. Remember, gear is non-count. It's like equipment, guys.
Right.
Be careful. There is a gear that you can make countable, but it has to do with your car and the engine. So,
or your bicycle. How many gears your bicycle have? Oh,
yeah.
It has 28 gears,
right,
et cetera. And they've also got basic tools, cooking supplies, and fire-starting materials, and also 3 days' worth of emergency food rations. Ration here is just a portion of something that the government probably gives you. Usually, like in times of war, or if there's a flood or an earthquake, maybe you'll receive some rations, a limited amount of things that you can use to survive, and you've got to be frugal, and you can't waste things.
Yeah, it's usually when there just isn't enough of something, right? And you have to be fair and split it up between people. Mom would make this particular dish when I was growing up that everyone loved. So she would take the frying pan and she'd split it up into 6 rations so that we all got the same amount. So ration, you should learn that word. It's a good one. The kits will need to last them the full 60 days or 2 months and sustain them through each ecosystem. Nothing they lose or break will be replaced. They're kind of mean. Sometimes just accidents happen and you break equipment. You would think maybe they would be nice and give them another piece of equipment that's new. No.
Mm-hmm.
If something sustains you, it strengthens you physically so that you're able, or mentally, so that you're able to go ahead and do what you need to do.
Right. Maybe you have a high salary and it will sustain you through the years. So, yes, indeed, these things will sustain them, keep them alive, keep them living in each of these ecosystems. And again, they don't get any replacements. They only get these fixed rations. Also provided in the kits is an SOS beacon, which the participants can use to be rescued from the ecosystem if they reach their breaking point. So this is a beacon here. A beacon usually is a kind of bright light that is used to signal someone for help,
yeah.
A beacon. And usually they put it in a high place so other people can see it. And this one, of course, is for SOS. And I think you all know what that means. That's kind of like the International Distress Call, SOS.
I'm in trouble. Rescue me. It stands for Save Our Souls, which is kind of old-fashioned. Save our lives, save us, save our souls. So anyway, they've got that. So if they really run into big trouble, then they can use the beacon, and that can be seen, and they're then rescued from the ecosystem. If they reach their breaking point, wow, if anyone reaches their breaking point, it's kind of like, that's it. You can't tolerate or endure anything else. That's it.
I can't take it anymore
is a famous line from a movie. This guy actually says that, and then he shoots himself. Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah. Breaking point is it's when maybe somebody goes crazy at their breaking point, or somebody starts screaming, yelling. Yeah, anything can happen when people reach their breaking point. Never test anybody that you know. Okay, the next paragraph starts out talking about the 6 locations. These are places, some of them I haven't ever heard of. The Patahua, is that right, Tom?
Sounds close enough.
It's
a rainforest. And also the Pantanal wetlands of Brazil. And then we've got the Andes Mountains, of course. That's the main mountain range in South America. We've got the Gran Chaco Bush Plains, which is probably a desert or something. And we've also got the Patagonian tundra of Argentina. And also, finally, Chiloé Island, okay, and that's in southern Chile. Of course, the Patagonian area there is way down in the south there. Chile and Argentina kind of come down there together to finish off the South American continent. So it's probably very rugged down there and very cold.
Yeah. So these are the six locations that they are rotated in every half moon and full moon. Now, they've got, in addition to being subject to Mother Nature's whim in these wildly varying locations, they have to face their inner demons. We talk about people's inner demons sometimes, and we talk about things that really bother people inside, not people on the outside. These are things they struggle with internally that come up or arise. When a problem arises, it comes up. It's there. It faces you. So if you're subject to Mother Nature's whim, it just means whatever the weather decides to do, you have to handle. You have to deal with it. A whim. A whim is sort of something somebody wants to do last minute, sort of a spontaneous thing when someone changes their mind. On a whim, I decided to cancel my lesson tonight so I could go play, you know, on a whim. I hadn't thought about it very long. So being subject to means you are going to have to deal with whatever follows. And Mother Nature, of course, is anything that the earth sends or the weather sends to us. Could be a big typhoon. It could be an earthquake. Who knows? But they have to deal with all these different locations and face their inner demons. Maybe some of these people discover that they can't be by themselves. They're not good alone. Who knows?
Their inner demons, right? Yeah. How they react with other people, their weaknesses, their strengths, stuff like that. So they're subject to Mother Nature's fury, to Mother Nature's whim. Mm-hmm. If you're subject to something, that means you have to deal with that thing. And these demons might arise, and they experience these different kinds of locations that are separate from other people. So they're going to experience isolation, and that is just the feeling of being separate from everybody else. Nobody else is around. And, of course, you're going to feel very lonely.
Yeah, they're away from their friends, family, and civilization. Civilization would refer to, you know, where there are people and homes and stores. And they're really alone because, as we said, they're in the wilderness where there's nothing. They have to learn to cope with the loneliness that will inevitably strike. When you cope with something, you handle it, you deal with it. I know most people learn handle and deal with, but cope with is a really good different phrase that you can use. It's a verb phrase that's very popular for us, too. Inevitably means it's certain to happen. It's going to. There's no other way. It's just going to happen. So, of course, they're all going to have to deal with loneliness. Coupled with the enormous physical challenges the terrain presents, this will surely put the participants' minds and bodies to the test. When you put people to the test, you see what they're made of. You see how strong they are and if they can tackle a particular challenge. To couple something with something else means you combine those things, they join together. And enormous just means huge, really big. So this is tough because the terrain that they're in is really harsh. We talked about that before. Terrain refers to the land. It's rough. You could say, oh, there's really rough terrain. Terrain by itself just means a stretch of land. You have to use an adjective to describe what those features are. Rough terrain, sandy terrain, something like that.
Exactly. So, of course, if you take the TOEIC test someday or the TOEFL test, you'll have to put your English ability to the test.
Right.
You'll have to be tested on that. Okay, that brings us to the end of our explanation. Time now to listen to our Chinese teacher.
我们提到说 Discovery 频道里面的 The Wheel 这个新节目哦，这里面有六位参赛者。那这六位参赛者呢，他们给的都是有同样的装备。这个装备里头包括他们所需要的基本的一些食材或者是工具。那其中有一个就是 emergency food rations。我们知道 rations 本来在军队里面讲的就是配给给你的东西。所以呢这边的配给给你的这些是紧急食物。而这些紧急食物包括这样子前面你只能够活三天之久，所以非必要绝对不会吃到这个东西。好，那我们再往下读，下面就说到了 在这些装备里头，除了刚刚说的食物、烹饪用品、钓鱼工具、基本工具等等等，它还有一个很重要的，就是 SOS Beacon。 这 SOS Beacon 指的就是求救信号灯。不过这个句型我们要留意一下，我们稍微看一下哦。哎，英文的句子里面有的时候它好像开头的地方不像是一个主词，而像是一个动词，那你就要注意到这个地方似乎是倒装句。的确，像在这里来说，它其实真正的主词就是 an SOS beacon， 而这个信号灯啊，它当主词没错，但是呢，它放到 be 动词的后面来了，而前面先摆的是Provided in the kit。 好，这是什么样的倒装呢？其实在英文里面，如果你需要把主词放后面，有的时候是为了让焦点更清楚，换句话说，比较重要的讯息是摆后面的，这是一点。那这个地方的倒装，你的主词后面 be 动词， be 动词后面的补语部分相对的不重要的话，你可以摆前面。好，所以这里看到的其实就是补语往前放 provided in the kit。 好，那我们晓得倒过来讲，主词就是要从 an SOS beacon 开始说起。不过这里倒装当然很有理由，尤其是看到了 SOS beacon 后头它其实还有一个修饰的关系子句，它很长，它要让你了解，哎，这个 beacon 是做什么用的。接下来下面这一段我们继续说，他们这六位勇士啊，被送到南美洲的六个不同的地方，而这些地方当然都是极地，非常的难以让你单独活下来。那这边有说到 in addition to， 我们就从这里看起， in addition to being subject to Mother Nature's whim。 好，在这里的In addition to， 我们知道它是一个片语，这个片语当然它就可以后面加名词或是动名词，表示除了什么之外。而这个 being subject to， 当然 being 就很明显咯，是受到 to 这个前面介系词的影响。那另外一点就是 subject， 它本来的用法，当你说 be subject to， 就表示受制于、受限于、容易受到什么的影响等等等。所以这些人啊，他们在这里是受制于这种极端多变、大自然的反复无常。此外，他们还要面对自己内心的恐惧。所以这样子的条件之下，真的是非常难以活下去的。好，那我们在最后的时候，他说到说，这样子对他们这种挑战哦，还要想到什么呢？加上地形对体能造成的巨大挑战。这里用到另外一个片语是 coupled with。 couple 本来是成双的，但是他如果变成了过去分词 coupled with， 就是加上什么的双重作用。 OK， 我们今天的讲解就到这边结束，我们下次见。
That's just day one of our discovery unit 13 called The Wheel. Who will survive the wilderness? We're going to continue talking about these folks. We're going to look at some specific people. Josh and Kat come to mind, and see how they actually copewith these areas they're in, whether they're successful or not. We are glad you joined us. We hope you'll come back soon. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.